Minister of Health Sinclair Prince said too many Vincentians have become complacent because there have not been any severe outcomes from COVID-19 locally. He made the point while giving an update on matters relating to COVID-19. He urged persons not to wait until the COVID-19 situation worsens to consider vaccination.
Our situation here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is that we have been going through a very curious period. We only have 12 deaths. We have about 35 or so active cases. However, at the same time, our vaccine uptake has been very slow. About 30,000 vaccinations done so far, about 19,000 first doses, 11,000 second doses. That is not nearly enough. But as I said, the reason I say it's a curious situation is because we have been doing so poorly in terms of vaccinations, but yet we have been doing very well in terms of containing and suppressing the virus here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. However, I've been advised by the people who are in the Health Services Committee here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines that there is a slight uptick recently, that we are moving up a little bit in terms of absolute numbers and also in terms of positivity rate, but we have not gone over the threshold. However, we've been trying our best to deal with this issue. Of course, you know of some of the measures that we have taken since we declared a public health emergency here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We have been very proactive. For instance, we have amended the Public Health Act to protect our frontline workers and at the same time to protect the people whom they serve. So the situation here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is one which I think too many Vincentians are comfortable with because nobody is dying, nobody's getting really sick, and people have been dropping their guards, in my opinion. Sooner or later, when this thing really hits us, if it does hit us, it's going to hit us hard. There's no sense we wait until we have a problem at the hospital or the health centers, etc., people dying and sick, being getting sick, that we should rush to talk about vaccination.
Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Sinclair Prince. Regionally, the Pan American Health Organization Director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, warned that 75% of the population in Latin America and the Caribbean are yet to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and reported that her agency is accelerating its drive to expand vaccine access throughout the region. And the travel bubble, which authorities in Barbados implemented, exempting people from select countries from further quarantine or testing upon arrival in Barbados, has been discontinued. Countries with low COVID-19 positivity rates and low cases per 100,000 population every fortnight were allowed to be in the bubble, which went into effect on July 17th this year. Internationally, Portugal has eased quarantine requirements for visitors from the UK, allowing non-vaccinated travelers to show a negative PCR test. Meanwhile, a study suggests full vaccination against COVID-19 can cut the risk of developing long COVID by 50%. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.